Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, April 15th. Many of the big moons of Jupiter and Saturn appear to have oceans of liquid water below their icy surfaces, and a recent study says that the big moons of Uranus may be juicy as well. The study was led by Julie Castillo-Rogues of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Her team looked at the moons Miranda, Ariel, Umbriel, Titania, and Oberon. Titania is the largest, although it's less than half the size of our own moon. The team simulated what's going on inside the moons. The researchers considered each moon's size, distance from Uranus, likely composition, and other factors. They also considered an alignment of the moons millions of years ago that could have heated their centers. The simulations showed that all but Miranda, the smallest of the five, could have oceans. They could range from a few miles deep to as much as 30 miles for Titania. They could be kept liquid by the internal heat of the moons, or by ammonia or other compounds that lower the freezing point. A proposed mission to Uranus would scan the moons. Uranus's magnetic field might cause the oceans to create their own magnetic signatures. The craft's instruments should be able to detect those signatures, confirming a few more juicy moons in the outer solar system. Uranus is low in the west in the evening twilight. It's to the upper left of the planet Mercury, which looks like a bright star. Through binoculars, Uranus looks like a faint green star. You can find out how to subscribe to our daily program at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.